Free Speech is Worth Fighting For. By Dr. Ron Paul. We do not have free speech to talk about the weather. Our founders, particularly James Madison, who drafted the Bill of Rights, understood that our rights are not privileges granted to us by government. Instead, it was understood at the founding that these basic natural rights outlined by Madison were granted by God and thus no mere mortal could take them away. First among these is the First Amendment, which recognizes that most basic of our natural rights, the right to express ourselves in any way we wish. Unfortunately, the U.S. government has not always been in accord with this sentiment and has, many times in our history, been at war with our freedom of speech. From the Alien and Sedition Acts at the beginning of our republic to Abraham Lincoln's war on speech to the jailing of anti-war activists during both world wars to Kent State, the political class is all for free speech unless it is threatening to the political class. Recently, a new front has been opened in the war on free speech, and it is one that Americans must take seriously. On university campuses across the country, students, both American and foreign guests, have taken to protesting U.S. support for Israel's actions in Gaza, where tens of thousands of innocent civilians have been killed. The political class in the United States is determined to defend Israel from its critics and has responded to these protests by threatening and blackmailing the universities if they do not crack down on speech the powers that be do not like. President Joe Biden and President Donald Trump have used the power of U.S. government funding to demand a crackdown on speech they don't like, with Trump recently pulling $400 million in federal funding for Columbia University if they don't silence the protesters. The real scandal is that nearly every U.S. university, both public and private, is government funded in the first place. But, for politicians to use the power of the purse to deny students the right to express themselves, as long as they are peaceful, just adds insult to injury. Last week, a Turkish PhD student at Tufts University was arrested on the street by plainclothes government agents for reportedly simply writing an editorial in her university newspaper expressing her views on the Israel/Palestine conflict. She faces deportation from the country. And she is not alone. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has openly bragged about sending hundreds of students home because they express a political position he disagrees with. Others, including American citizens, have been expelled from their schools and have even had their degrees rescinded for peacefully expressing a political position that powerful people in Washington disagree with. You may also disagree with the political position of these students. But to cheer their punishment by the U.S. government is to turn your back on the founding principles of this country. Freedom of speech is a natural right not reserved for American citizens but for all of humanity. And it has been a natural right worth defending for nearly 250 years. First, they came for foreign students expressing controversial positions, and many Americans cheered because they themselves were not foreign and did not like the opinions. But make no mistake, this war on speech will not end with only foreigners being punished. It never does. Ron Paul, a former U.S. representative from Texas and medical doctor, continues to write his weekly column for the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity, online at www.ronpaulinstitute.org.